Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive Time, Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. That includes, of course, today, which is obviously, Tuesday. I'm alongside Charlie Austin today. Anyway, more on that later. We begin the show, the podcast, whatever you want to call it, with reaction, of course, to Ralf Rangnick's Manchester United smashing the mighty Brentford at Old Trafford in the Premier League. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
The final whistle has just gone. The game has finished. Manchester United 3, Brentford 0. The best performance I've seen from Manchester United at home throughout the whole of the season. They looked in control. They looked as if they were enjoying themselves. Ralf Rangnick wanted a nice farewell from Old Trafford. Well, he certainly received that this evening.
We had very good games, very good performances. But what we lacked in general was just consistency. At times, we had problems to score goals. Then we scored 3 today. We scored 4 against Leeds. To start with, it was important to stabilize the team and help them to concede not that many goals. But as I said, what was lacking was consistency. Obviously, I'm not completely happy with those 6 months. I would have expected us to qualify for Champions League. This was the goal that we had. But in the end, we were just not consistent enough.
The gap is big, but Manchester United have a lot of resource, a lot of good players already, great pulling power. Is it quite as big as people are making out? They won't even have the distraction of the Champions League next year unless something dramatic happens.
I think it is as big as people are making out, yeah. And I think this lap of honour is a joke. They should be straight down the tunnel. I'd like to be spared another tedious instalment of what a magnificent signing Ronaldo has been for Manchester United. He scored a lot of goals. Cristiano Ronaldo scored a lot of goals and he is a magnificent player. Manchester United are in sixth place. They're not even going to qualify for the Champions League.
It's not his fault.
The problem Manchester United have got, Danny, if you think they're not a long way away, is people saying that Cristiano Ronaldo was a good signing. Cristiano Ronaldo's signing was the signing made by a broken club that put short-termism and commercialism ahead of everything else. And until Manchester United fix that, then they're going to be a million miles away from Manchester City and Liverpool. They're getting further away, if anything. And Cristiano Ronaldo is not the problem, I agree. But he is a long, long way from being the solution. He's 37 years old. They've got him and Edison Cavani as a strike partnership. The club's a joke.
He's been a success, without a shadow of a doubt.
Without doubt.
But what do you do with him?
If Ten Hag is going to play the way that he has done at Ajax, you would have thought that Ronaldo cannot play every single game, right?
And he likes the big man up top.
But then you find a way. I mean, Ronaldo, to have Ronaldo in and around the squad, whether he's going to start 38 Premier League games, I doubt that won't happen. I can't see that happening. United do need help up top. They do.
Now, some United fans left Old Trafford early in protest at the owners, the Glazers. Before the match, the former Crystal Palace chairman, Simon Jordan, questioned what the supporters actually want from the club's hierarchy.
They're one of the highest spending football clubs in world football. There could be an argument they need to improve the stadium, and they've already told you they're going to improve the stadium.
Yeah.
Could be an argument they need to do a Carrington, and the fans will say that was us creating downward pressure on them doing it. And yes, they should be a bit more diligent. The principle of being £500 million in debt is a notional figure. Debt is only something that's a problem. Everyone's got a mortgage on their house. Do you think you own your house, or do you think the bank owns the house? Right. The bottom line is that in an ideal world, they would have Roman Abramovich and someone like him come along and own a football club. Lovely. Would it be much better for you to have had Roman Abramovich? How about we get one of those Middle Eastern chappies over that have got such wonderful backgrounds to own your football club? How about we get one of those guys in? Because what you're looking for is the perfect circle. Someone buys your football club and just gives you precisely what you want when you want it. And even then, there'll be a segment of Man United fans that weren't happy if the team doesn't win.
Now, Mickey, I hear that they're playing loud music over the PA, which is a tactic all big clubs now use if they're fearing some kind of negative response from the fans. But you're there in the stadium. Obviously, a great result helps, but what is the atmosphere among the Manchester United supporters as they prepare the team for their so-called lap of appreciation?
Well, whoever's left in this stadium now, Danny, it looks as if there's about 15,000 have actually left the stadium, and by all accounts, you know, they didn't leave on 73 minutes or even 83 minutes. I didn't see big groups going down the steps to leave the stadium to protest outside of the ground. I think everybody came here, they enjoyed themselves. But inside, deep inside, I think the players and the supporters know that this football club, certainly next season, need to do a heck of a lot more than what they've achieved this season. I don't think they're going to finish in the top four spots, even after a solid performance from them tonight.
On out to Liverpool, and is Jurgen Klopp and Trent Alexander-Arnold ahead of their trip to Villarreal, live on TalkSport tonight. Now, Klopp's Reds are already 2-0 up, annoyingly, from the first leg of their massive semi. We'll hear from Trent shortly, but we'll begin with the Kloppmeister General, warning his players to be prepared to suffer to succeed this season. And no, I don't know what that really means either.
A good example was Newcastle now, because the crowd was obviously very passionate as well. But we didn't let it happen, which was the biggest quality of this game. It was now not a show of football brilliance or whatever. We had our moments. We of course could have scored more goals. But how clear cut the performance was. That was incredible. And that's what we have to be. Yes, emotional. Yes, being there really ready to play the best game ever. But knowing it will not just happen in all moments. We want to press here and there, but the old players still can happen.
Liverpool take the lead. After 19 minutes, Naby Keita takes the applause.
It just goes to show the quality we've got as a team, as a squad, to be able to make changes that potentially in other seasons we haven't been able to make, and we kind of see a strain towards the end of the season. Whereas I feel like, if I'm talking on behalf of all the lads, we feel as fit as ever, we feel fresh, we feel good going into every game. And yeah, being able to make them rotations obviously helps recover the legs, and also gives other lads minutes to go out there and perform as well. And seeing we've been able to rotate and change who's playing, but maintain that consistency of results.
Now, Fulham were crowned champions of the Championship in style with an emphatic 7-0 win over Luton Town. And legally, you can only use the word emphatic if, of course, it's followed by the word seven. It was live on TalkSport 2. Oh, we got all the goals. And if you don't believe me, well, here's your proof.
Fulham, the cream of the Championship of 2022. They're victorious, title-winning players bounce on that stage in celebrations. Celebrations that will last long into the night. The fitting way to crown the team in the Championship this season.
They can't play like this next season. And, you know, we have the same conversation each year about Norwich and some other examples, Fulham being the obvious one, the last two times they're up. You can't be this open, otherwise you'll get ripped apart in the Premier League. So something has to change, whether that's the formation, whether they have to go with two out-and-out ball-winning central midfield players. We'll have to wait and see, but they need to strike that balance, because they obviously still need to make the opportunities for Alexander Mitrovic going the other way. So the formation, the shape, the style of play, that's all imperative, all incredibly interesting which way Marco Silva goes. And that in hand comes with the type of player that they bring on, the positions they bring in. I think centre-half, they need to improve. I think they're going to bring a goalkeeper in, inevitably. I think the full-back's been probably the area where they've not been set this year. They've had four decent options, but not two outstanding full-back options. They'll probably improve there. Going forward, not too much surgery. Maybe one, maybe two in the wide positions, and they should be good. But again, it's about Marco Silva on the training ground. How are they going to stop being an easy touch when they get into the Premier League?
On now to Everton. And what an important win that was at the weekend. Super Frankie Lampard. Club legend Alan Stubbsy Stubbs, who was there on Sunday, said the atmosphere at Goodison Park was unbelievable, even though he was there, so it was actually believable. Before we hear from him, let's hear from former world cruiserweight champion and big Everton fan Tony Bellew, claiming that Frank's toffees are going to be fine this season. I'm surprised producer Tom didn't write some kind of pun, like claiming that Super Frank's toffees are going to be stuck in the Premier League. Now I see why he didn't go with that.
We can play some great football at times. It's just the inconsistency this season. It's just this is why we are where we are. But at home, the lads are galvanised. They've been willing to fight till the end. And do you know what, mate? We've just got to start having the same attitude and ethos when we go away from home. You know, because listen, we take thousands wherever we go. You always see with us the away ends filled. Yeah. And we're screaming and we're shouting and we're always there for the lads. But they've just got to just stay competitive, just stay in the game. We're going to be all right.
And when Goodison galvanises, anything is possible. Everton 1, Chelsea 0. Many wrote them off, but the Everton supporters never lost belief.
In my time as a player there, and more so as a fan, over the last 10 years, Goodison Park was unreal yesterday in terms of the walk-up, the welcome the players got en route to the ground. And inside, the atmosphere was as good as I've seen Goodison for a long, long time. It was so hostile, so intense. It was unbelievable. The fans, you know, yesterday, it was one of them. I applaud you because they were so good.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to boxer Tony Bellew discussing his beef with YouTuber Jake Paul. No, I don't care either. And their recent encounter at Madison Square Garden. By the way, on behalf of the boxing world, I hope Tony Bellew does get into the ring with Jake Paul and weaves his face into the canvas.
Tony, is that going to happen with you and Jake Paul? I hear he's been calling you out. You fancy it?
I knew you'd pay for it. Listen, lad, he couldn't carry my jocks to that. Never mind getting a boxing ring with me. There's just not a chance in this world. You know what? I've got to give him his due. I was coming down the stairs, and as I've been there, he's come across me, and he just stepped up to me and went, I respect you. Put his fist out and touched his fist out. Sound, not a problem, mate. So I was dead on edge, and I won't go in there because I tried to stay away from trouble. I don't need trouble. I don't want any problems. But as I've said before, if you've got a problem, then no problem. I'm going to see to it. But I only wish him luck. Good luck to him. He keeps fighting non-boxers in a boxing environment. That's up to him.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. today, alongside Charlie Austin. Straight after us, by the way, at 7 p.m, it's Villarreal, or Villarreal, no one really knows, Champions League semi-final, second leg. It's live on TalkSport, presented by the wonderful Adrian Durham. Over on TalkSport 2, it's a massive clash in the Championship, 7 p.m. kickoff, as Bournemouth take on Nottingham Forest. That's on TalkSport 2, as I said, and it's exclusive. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcast at first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, come on, Villarreal. Come on. We all live in the yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.